Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego flexibility. These are people with a very rigid mindset who may have difficulty changing their ideas and beliefs, and how this contributes to difficulty in managing significant life changes. The kinds of changes that we're all confronted with over the course of our lives. They can include the inevitable physical or health, emotional, mental, and spiritual changes taking place in ourselves and others. Some are subtle, while others can be rather dramatic. These changes can also be of a situational nature involving aspects of our work, maybe relationships, things that are changing inside of them, as well as financial changes. There can also be societal changes going on around us that are part of an ever-changing world that we must work with and adapt to in order to remain current and connected to what's really taking place in our world and the world. And finally, technological changes that we must come to terms with, lest we fall further and further behind and remain living in a world that once was, rather than the world as it is. Unfortunately, many are having difficulty dealing with these changes, and this difficulty has at its roots imbalanced ego energy, often causing us to try to remain living in the past rather than the present, or being fearful of the future and the change it will bring. The pandemic has certainly introduced a lot of change into our lives, some of it temporary, and some of it permanent. Today, we'll be looking at lower ego flexibility and how it affects a person's capacity to work healthily and adaptively with all of these changes. We'll be looking at how mental rigidity and inflexibility often weakens their ability to work with these changes. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may be at times led by their ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of themselves and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy that can affect relationships with their family, their friends, and their coworkers, which could stand some improvement. Perhaps a lot of improvement that has been needed for quite some time. This ego stupidity can be rooted in ego energy impacting their efforts to achieve, to use their potential, to recognize the service in what they are doing, and experiencing a sense of meaning connected to their life's work. Ego stupidity can be affecting one's ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, the focus of our program today, as well as adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in their life. Ego stupidity can make it difficult to grow their mind with truth, while keeping them stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV that is masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't really matter anymore. There is ego stupidity that can make it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading many into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness that's being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting their ability, their spiritual wellness, and their ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is in their daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or the existence of mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy that is serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website and in my books and my shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. During our show today, we're going to look at the impact that lower ego flexibility has on the way a person deals, or more accurately, fails to deal with the significant changes I mentioned earlier that life will bring to their door, such as those of a developmental, physical, health, social, emotional, situational, and societal nature. These are people who often see and approach change with rigid and inflexible thinking, attitudes, and beliefs, in which they try to make the change fit into what they think or want to think about the change. There is a lot of thinking inside the box when it comes to working with change. That is, using only what they know and understand, or want to know and understand. They can often latch onto the similarities while overlooking or ignoring the differences that may exist between health-related or financial or work changes that occurred previously and those that may be occurring now. In some respects, trying to turn an apple into an orange when it comes to dealing with change. This is the person who has difficulty listening to people who have new, different, or better ideas in working with change, because this takes them out of their comfort zone, sticking to what they know or want to know. The only people they want to hear are themselves, or people who think like them when it comes to dealing with change. They can often push away people who are different ethnically, racially, religiously, and so on. They have tremendous difficulty seeing the big picture when it comes to the deeper aspects of change, and they can stay locked into the little picture of their own way of thinking about it. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people experiencing these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet. And every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles such as the authoritarian, the religious extremist, and the paranoid that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you, or maybe a loved one, is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego flexibility voice is talking to and through you in your life. And we'll begin with this first symptom. You mainly or only listen to yourself or others like you in your efforts to deal with significant changes taking place in your life. People with lower ego flexibility often talk to people who think like them and often people who look like them when dealing with change, and often preferably both. So here are some questions that connect with that particular symptom. Do you have difficulty keeping an open mind and being prepared to hear something you don't want to hear? That may have something to do with a change that you're being confronted with. People with lower ego flexibility often have what would be referred to as a closed mind, meaning they're not very receptive to new or different or better ideas that may exist from what they already know or they want to know, particularly as it relates to dealing with change, whether it's change having to do within themselves or within their children or their spouse. Another question, is it difficult for you to turn off your thinking so you can hear someone else's? You know, this idea that I don't need to keep thinking about my thinking or reflecting and making use of my thinking. Let's see what somebody else has to say. Well, that's foreign territory for people with lower ego flexibility. Another question, would you have difficulty accepting medical advice or treatment from a person with a different racial, ethnic, or religious background? People with lower ego flexibility often have a very difficult time with things being different, particularly about people that maybe they're dealing with and their ideas and their attitudes and their beliefs, particularly if they relate to change as we're talking about today. They most of the time push these people away if they don't align with their thinking and actually align with what they look like. And also, do you seek help from those who look like you? Again, going to only those people who may be of the same background, ethnically, religiously, socially, income level, yeah, you name it. They look for that kind of connection of emphasizing similarity rather than differentness, because they often interpret differentness as deficiency. We're going to go ahead now to another symptom, and this one is that you have difficulty noticing the differences that may exist between similar kinds of change. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty noticing the differences between similar kinds of change. So people maybe with lower ego flexibility have difficulty recognizing that the same kinds of changes can be happening for different reasons. So they look similar, but in many respects, they may be different because underneath what's going on is different. Here are some questions to connect with this particular symptom. Do you only focus on the obvious while failing to look for the deeper reasons the change is happening? So, you know, looking for the familiar, looking for the things that may appear on the surface is more something that people with lower ego flexibility do, while failing to look more deeply toward maybe the hidden things that are going on. Often the hidden things that imply or reflect the differentness despite the similarly appearing change. Another question, do you generalize or take a one-size-fits-all approach in working with change? People with lower ego flexibility often try to fit everything into a tight little box or a familiar box that they know and they apply to things that are taking place in regard to dealing with changes, either health-related or family-related, and so on. Another question, do you find it difficult to process deeper and hidden explanations? Again, going beneath the surface, looking for things that maybe you weren't familiar with or that needed to be looked at. I call that surface thinking. You're just thinking about things that you know or want to know. Also, do you insist on only thinking for yourself in dealing with change, even when it's not working? Again, the person with lower ego flexibility has a very rigid and often inflexible mindset in which they continue to make use of mainly their thoughts, their ideas, their beliefs in their ways of working with change. So when you think about these questions and this symptom, does any of that sound familiar to you? We're going to want to the next symptom. You can have difficulty adapting to developmental changes taking place in yourself and loved ones. Again, people with lower ego flexibility, the word adaptation is difficult for them because adapting means having the ability to change to the situation at hand. And for people with lower ego flexibility, this ability to adapt is quite difficult. People with lower flexibility have difficulty acquiring new ideas and thinking about physical changes or health-related changes or emotional, social, sexual, spiritual changes that may be taking place within them and or around them. So, do you have a difficult time accepting that you are unable to do some of the things you used to do? This could be a health-related change. I remember in my own life, having been a long-distance runner and running lots of miles on pavement, asphalt roads, that this led to some deterioration in, I think, in some disc areas of my spine. So eventually I had to change from running, which I really liked doing, to doing swimming laps in a pool at the local fitness center. And I would do 60 laps. I wasn't a very fast swimmer. It'd take me an hour and a half, and it wasn't easy to just stare at the bottom of a pool with this black line and just making sure I didn't run into the wall, but that was the nature of that. So I did that for a while until now I work in, I have a home gym where I work out on a treadmill and I also did some weightlifting. But the need to change routines is difficult for people with lower ego flexibility. Also, is it difficult for you to watch your children grow up? You know, seeing these physical changes, these social changes, these sexual changes, being able to think of them as adults rather than being locked onto them as being younger than they truly are. Does the idea of their needing you less bother you? You know, that's a change that comes about when your children grow up. They don't need you as much as you want them to need you, and you have to adapt to that. Or does the idea of your needing them more bother you? Again, that's a change. The fact that your children, that you may need your children as young adults or adults to be more helpful in your meeting your needs. So when you think of those questions, does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to one more symptom before we take our first break. You have difficulty adapting to situational changes involving work, relationships, finances, or living circumstances. People with lower ego flexibility often want things just to stay the same way they are. So do you have difficulty changing or adapting your spending habits after a financial downturn? You don't have the same amount of money you used to have? Or do you have difficulty changing your ways of relating to your spouse when there seems to be some distancing going on in the relationship? Something is changing and you're not able to make some alterations in how you're working with your spouse. Or do you have difficulty changing your work habits if necessary, your work routine? That's, again, something that many people due to the pandemic are having to wrestle with and work with. And also, do you have difficulty changing or adapting your routine at home that may have to fit into the patterns or needs of others who also live there? People with lower ego flexibility may have the attitude, well, this is the way things are supposed to be, and I'm not going to change. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll start looking at reflections of ego stupidity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Ohm Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a lower ego flexibility person's difficulties in dealing with significant life changes. Some of these can seem strange or weird or unusual, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower flexibility, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and feelings and behaviors that affect their ability to work with significant changes and to adapt to them in healthy ways. It often leads them to conclude that the abnormal things that they may be thinking or feeling or doing when it comes to change are normal, but they're not. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal, as I call it, that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they aren't looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the lower flexibility person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with and adapting to change. And they're intelligent and they're spiritual, they're imperfect, and they're mentally stable people. But they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, lower ego flexibility energy, which is operating inside of their mind, their ego mind, if you will. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity they've been experiencing. And they can do this with the use of ego medicine, which consists of, firstly, understanding what ego is and isn't. As I've said, it's an energy. It's our survival energy that it's at work in our lives. Unfortunately, this energy can become imbalanced and lead us to some very distorted ways of trying to live in each of the important life areas I talk about, which during today's program has to do with dealing with change. The next ingredient or component of ego medicine is being able to tune into your ego energy, getting an understanding of how much ego power, I call it volume, how much ego flexibility and how much ego vulnerability are operating inside of your ego energy. And this is something that I assist you with. It's not something you can easily do on your own. And I do it with the use of my books and the use of my podcasts and with the use of my website. So that's the second ingredient. And then the third is replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, built upon the energy inside of us, the ego energy, and we replace them with those ideas and beliefs and thoughts that are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. So the next part of our program today deals with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower flexibility often bring into their efforts to deal with or not work with important life changes. And here is the first one. I only need to know what I want to know in dealing with significant change. The lower ego flexibility person often thinks they only need to know what they want to know in dealing with significant change. And this is non-reality-based thinking because it leaves out more or all of what one may need to know in order to truly work with and manage the change adaptively. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. What I don't know won't hurt me. You've probably heard that before, but the idea that if I don't know it, it's not going to hurt me. Well, it may not, but in some respects, when you're dealing with significant change, there is often important things that we have to try to take into consideration. Another reflection of ego stupidity. I already know what I need to know. People with lower ego flexibility are often consumed with the idea that they already know what they need to know. They have this ownership of the truth issue, that they feel that they own all of the truth, not just some of it, but all of it. And in some ways, they're lying to themselves. There's lots of lying to themselves about what they do or don't know. And the basis, the core of the lie is that I already know everything, so why would I need to talk to you or somebody else? I already know. Another reflection of ego stupidity, I don't need to ask for anyone else's input. The person with lower ego flexibility is locked into their ideas and approaches and comes to the conclusion that I don't really need to ask anybody else for more information because I already know it. And that's a non-reality-based, ego-rooted thought coming forward from their ego, lower ego flexibility energy. And one more of these thoughts, other people can't help me. This idea that there's no use in me talking to other people because they really can't help me. When your lower ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that having more insight and understanding is usually better than having less, even if it is someone else's. But until then, when you're thinking that I only need to know what I want to know in dealing with significant change and all of the other reflections of ego stupidity that I shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Our next reflection of ego stupidity. I can make change fit into what I want to know about it. I can make change fit into what I want to know about it. So there's the change that's actually taking place, and there is the thinking about the change. And the person with lower ego flexibility tends to think that the way you think about the change doesn't actually change the change. And they don't have that understanding that the change is whatever it is, whether it's a health change or a financial change or relationship change, it's still very real. And the fact that you are going to try to apply a distorted way of looking at it or a belief isn't really changing the change. It's still going on. It's still happening. So that's non-reality-based thinking going on. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also happens. And this is that the way I think about the change is more important than the actual change taking place. It kind of relates to what I've just said. It's more important to the way I think about the change than the actual change taking place. There's almost a neglect of the change built upon the idea that I can think differently or incorrectly, although they don't think they're thinking incorrectly, and that's going to take care of things. Some other thoughts that are reflective of ego stupidity. I can ignore the actual physical, health, social, sexual, societal, or technological change that's happening. I can just not think about it, and I can ignore it as if it's not happening, and therefore it's not happening, but it really is. Also, I can empower myself over the change I don't want to happen with my thoughts. So the empowerment is in the distorting, the neglecting, the avoiding, the denial that's often taking place within the lower ego flexibility person's thoughts that are removed from reality. The change is taking place, whether you want to believe it or not. And so that's non-reality-based thinking. And one more thought. When my thinking about change can overrule the reality of change, it's sort of linked to what I just said. It's, again, the thinking I want to engage in, things I want to believe can overrule the actual change taking place in one's life. So if you are thinking that you're a young adult or an adolescent age person, a child or daughter or son, is not undergoing significant sexual growth and development that is normative, thinking of them as a person of a younger age, that's you thinking that you can alter the change by the way you think about it, rather than accepting and understanding and working with the reality of that significant change. So when your lower ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that you can't alter the inevitable change happening in yourself, others, or the world with limited thoughts about it. But until then, when you're thinking that you can make change into fit into what you want to know about it and all the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Another reflection of ego stupidity. I don't have to listen to people with different ideas and insights about how to deal with significant change taking place in my life. Again, I don't have to listen to people with different ideas and insights about how to deal with significant change taking place in my life. It kind of links up with the first symptom that I mentioned earlier. This is non-reality based because sometimes these different people with different ideas may know more rather than less than you do know. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity. It also begins to happen, which includes that people with different ethnic, religious, sexual orientation, racial backgrounds are deficient. People with lower ego flexibility often interpret differentness as deficiency, and they attach it a lot of times to these demographic differences of people. Also, people with different backgrounds are incapable of knowing more than I do. Kind of links up with the deficiency notice or idea. This is what often causes people to be prejudicial or discriminatory to other people who are different. This thinking that's going on inside of these individuals. And one more irrational, non-reality-based thought, ego reflective of ego stupidity, is that people need to have lived my experience for them to be able to tell me how to think and act, particularly as it relates to change. So this idea that everybody has had to walk in my shoes to truly understand me, well, the reality is that no one can ever truly do this. We're all unique individuals in many respects. So when your lower ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that differentness of people and ideas and insights can often be an asset rather than a deficiency. But until then, when you're thinking that you don't have to listen to people that have different ideas and insights and people from different backgrounds and all the rest that I shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection of ego stupidity, and that is that change is unnecessary and things will be better if they just stay the way they are. Again, this idea, this non-reality-based thought, change is unnecessary and things will be better if they stay just the way they are. Well, the reality is that change is often necessary and can lead to growth and improvement. That's necessary. That's a more reality-connected way of understanding change that people with lower ego flexibility are not in touch with. And this idea of change being unnecessary and things being better if they are the same feeds into additional ego stupidity that includes that change won't lead to better things happening. This basic idea that change isn't going to lead to something better happening, well, that's a non-reality-based thought because a lot of times change does exactly that if we're willing to work with it. So I think that's a key idea. We need to work with it, to understand it, to take advantage of the opportunities and benefits that it can provide. Another thought is that change will lead to bad things happening. Just kind of the opposite, this idea that when change does happen, it's only going to lead to the wrong things or bad things happening. And one more thought. I don't need to change the way I think about change and life. That's a non-reality-based thought because we all need to be flexible and open in regards to dealing with change and working with it. So when your lower ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that change is often necessary and can often lead to benefits that can't be realized by a lack of change. But until then, when you're thinking that change is unnecessary and things will be better if they stay the same and all of the rest of what I just shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our next break. When we return, we'll be talking about ego insights as well as the impact of ego on our spiritual wellness when it comes to dealing with change involving lower ego flexibility. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I want to share some specific ego insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty in dealing with significant life changes. These are insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness if you are dealing with lower ego flexibility, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties dealing with change, particularly change of a significant nature. And here is the first insight. Your lower ego flexibility voice or energy is stopping you from knowing that you're filtering developmental or situational or societal and technological change through only what you know or want to know. That's what's happening. And it's stopping you from realizing that you're only getting part of the story about change. You're only getting part of it. You're not getting all of it. You're just getting a part of it. And some of the parts that you're not getting can be quite important, but you don't know you're not getting it. And it's also stopping you from realizing the benefits of getting more of what you don't know. There can be definite advantages for learning and opening up and receiving more, often from outside of yourself, but your ego, lower ego flexibility energy is getting in the way of that. And it's preventing you from seeing the role that change can have in experiencing a better life. Yes, a better life. The better life that comes with optimizing and working and adaptively with change, taking everything into consideration, not just what you want to think about it. And it's also preventing you from seeing the often static and rigid and often empty life that comes from both failing to work with change. So when you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight. Your lower ego flexibility voice or energy is preventing you from realizing that change is an inevitable part of your life, and it's not intended to make your life worse. The change is inevitable. In a way, it has to happen because it's rooted in energy. And it doesn't have a purpose to make things more difficult or challenging in and of itself. That's not what it's for. That's not what it's about. And other insights connected to this. Your ego energy is leading you to attempt to avoid the inevitability of change by clinging rigidly onto what you know and want to know. So your ego energy, your lower ego flexibility energy, is bringing about this need to cling to what you already know or want to know. It's also preventing you from forming thoughts about the positive aspects of change. This idea that things can be positive, healthy, optimized by change. Your lower ego flexibility energy is getting in the way of that. And it's also leading you to form negative, resistant thoughts about change. Those ones that want you to insist that things remain just the way they are, or to perhaps deny change, or to think about change as something that you can dictate the terms of being. And also, it's leading you to experience anger and fear and resentment feelings that are built upon these thoughts. So the thoughts that you form that I've just referred to can often lead to feelings that accompany those thoughts, including anger or fear or resentment. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and to realize all of this. Our next insight. Your lower ego flexibility voice or energy is preventing you from seeing the role that difference from others is leading to your keeping distance from them and viewing their ideas and insights and about change as being deficient. So this lower ego flexibility is contributing to this notion of differentness, meaning deficiency, that leads to your wanting to keep distance from entertaining the thoughts and views of others. It's also leading you to the belief that differences of age and race, ethnicity, gender orientation will invalidate them as being resources. They become invalidated by the nature of that lower ego flexibility energy. It's also leading you to conclude that thoughts about change which don't align with yours are useless and deficient. Again, this is that rigidity, this inflexibility that leads to your looking at other thoughts, different thoughts, better thoughts as being useless and deficient. It's also leading you to feel anger and resentment from the challenge they represent to your own ideas. So you experience anger and resentment, feelings that are born from this differentness and how you approach differentness based upon your ego energy. And it's also leading you to be closed-minded and stubborn while clinging to the little picture of change that is framed by the boundaries of your own thoughts. The boundaries of your own thoughts are at work. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to share one more insight. Your lower ego flexibility is preventing you from wanting to better understand change because it violates your needs for consistency, familiarity, and tradition that you so desperately want to cling to. In a way, it's keeping you in a mental comfort zone in which you only think about change the way you want to think about change. That's your mental comfort zone. And it's leading you to form false beliefs that there is nothing unknown by you about change. That's a false belief coming forth from that energy that you're carrying around with you, but you don't know you're carrying it around with you. And it's leading you into forming false beliefs that you don't have anything to learn. But actually, you often have a lot to learn, and we all do. And also, it's leading you to create a false, unchanging world in which you want you and others to live in. You want things to kind of stay the same. So when you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to dealing with significant life changes. Here we are looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity and the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given, the gift of God within. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of working with these significant changes taking place in our life, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego flexibility who are failing to be their divinity. And we'll get started with being the love God is. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when they're failing to manage significant life changes with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve distancing yourself from others who are different or think differently from you in order to manage the inevitable changes taking place within you and around you, in others, and the world. When your lower flexibility has you placing conditions involving your openness and whether you'll lovingly work with all of the changes that life will bring forth, you're not being the unconditional love God is toward these important changes. When your lower flexibility weakens the connection of meeting these changes with love by seeking greater truth and understanding when needed from others, you're not being the connective love God is toward these changes. And when your lower flexibility is burdening you with the weight of denial and rejection rather than the weightlessness of love in dealing with change, you're not being the unburdened love God is toward these changes. And when your lower flexibility is limiting the availability of love and replacing it with anger and fear in working to understand and manage these changes. You're not being the unlimited love God is toward these changes. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the changes taking place in themselves and others and the world, with inflexible thoughts that weaken their efforts to work with and manage change. Your divinity involves welcoming, honoring, and respecting these changes as you seek to work with and manage them with truth and understanding. When your lower flexibility is leading you to dishonor and disrespect these changes with narrow and often negative ideas about their purpose in your life, you're not being the life God is toward these important changes. And when your lower flexibility is leading you to your dishonoring and disrespecting these changes by failing to understand how they can enrich your life, you're not being the life God is toward these changes. And when your lower flexibility is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with narrow, faulty, and often negative beliefs about how these changes are seeking to weaken your lives, you're not being the life God is toward these changes. And when your lower flexibility is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with failure to recognize the opportunity you have to work with and manage change, you're not being the life God is when failing to work with these opportunities for growth. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God or Allah, perhaps Yahweh or Vishnu, also Great Spirit, Source, or maybe another I have failed to mention. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage important life changes within the light of truth and understanding. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which you're willing to work with and manage change by seeking the truth and understanding that has and is leading to their occurrence. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about change that you do not know, but are capable of coming to know. When lower ego flexibility is keeping you at a distance from truth and understanding about why change is happening, you're not being the energy God is in working with change. When lower ego flexibility is leading you to fail to recognize the benefits of change and how it can lead to a better place in your life, you're not being the energy God is within the abundance that can take place within change and your ability to manage it. When lower ego flexibility is leading you to fail to welcome the change that may be needed within yourself, others, and the world, you're not being the energy God is towards the personal and collective evolution that is part of God's plan. When lower ego flexibility is leading you to fail to recognize that change has nothing to do with further weakening you, you're not being the energy God is towards the healing and transformative value of change for yourself, others, and the world. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy in the form of ego stupidity is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego flexibility and difficulty working with significant life changes, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.